Well done, good and faithful slave. Share your master's joy. That's what Greg Mott hopes God will say to him one day. Greg pastors First Baptist Church in Houston, which is affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention, and he once called out the 2011 edition of the NIV for using the word servant. In fact, many SBC pastors have denounced the NIV for its gender neutrality, but also, more specifically, because of its usage of the word servant. They prefer slaves in their Bible. Now, I'm not saying they want actual slaves in their backyard. I mean, what church denomination would actually fight for the right to have black people that they own as property picking cotton in their backyard? Oh, wait. That's why the Southern Baptist Convention exists. They split from their Northern Baptist brethren so that their slave-owning missionaries can get paid. That's kind of awkward. The King James Bible uses the word slave two times, yet the Holman Christian Standard Bible of the SBC uses the word slave 314 times. But don't worry, that's only a 15,000% increase. Now, in all fairness to the Southern Baptist Convention, they did apologize for their racist roots in 1995, which means that it only took them about 154 years to figure out that it was wrong. Additionally, the official doctrinal statement of the SBC states that in order to be saved, you have to genuinely turn from your sins. Not just be willing, not trying, you have to genuinely stop sinning. My thought is, did the SBC genuinely turn from their roots of glorifying slavery? Consider that only 16 years after their apology, they wanted more slaves in their Bible. If Joe Biden claims the Georgia voter ID law makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle, then what would that make this? Jim Pterodactyl? Wait a minute. Does that mean that they aren't even saved themselves? I mean, if you have to genuinely stop sinning to be saved, is anyone saved? Perhaps that's why the Southern Baptist Bible also says in Matthew chapter 7, how narrow is the gate and difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. If you're confused and thought that salvation was easy, free, and not about slavery, perhaps you've been reading the King James Bible. And if not, you need to get the Baptist bias.